Shvias Perek Ches Mishnah Base 8:2. The Mishnah now irons out the basic principles regarding legitimate uses of Peros Shvias, Shemitah produce. It's all basically based on the pasuk which says V'haisa Shabbos Aretz Lachem La'achla, the produce that from the year of rest will be for you to eat. So to eat, achila is understood to mean deriving benefit in a way that the benefit is concurrent with the consumption, the destruction of the food. So that's how when you eat, you put it in your throat, and then it, you get benefit, and simultaneously the food gets, you know, eliminated. Same true by drinking, the same is true by anointing on your skin, etc. The drush, however, says la'achla, it's for eating and not lehefsid, not for wasting. So wasting produce that comes from Shemitah year, or even using it in a way that's not the normal way of using it, like cooking food which is not usually cooked, or eating raw food that's usually cooked, is also forbidden. The Mishnah says inside, Shvias nitna la'achila v'lishtia l'sicha. The fruit from the seventh year is given to be used for eating, drinking, and for anointing one's skin. Le'echol davar shadarko le'echol. You have to eat that which is intended to be eaten, meaning things that are not normally eaten, like wasted or spoiled or moldy food or something like that. One need not eat, even though it's perishvius. V'losuch davar shadarko lasuch. And you can anoint with things that are normally used for anointing, like, for example, olive oil. But therefore, lo yasuch yain v'chometz, one can't use wine or vinegar to put on one's skin. Again, they're anointing themselves because it's like a hand lotion because their skin was dry. It's an emollient as a protector, whatever it would be. So you cannot use wine or vinegar for that because that's not normal usage of wine or vinegar. Avosuchu es hashemen, which you can use, sachu es hashemen, excuse me, but you can anoint with oil. Again, we're talking about anointing onto your skin where it's absorbed into your body and you get benefit as it's eliminated. You couldn't use it for like using as like a lubricant or like a rust protector on a kli. That would not be allowed because it's not for eating. That's not considered eating. V'chein betruma uvamaser sheni. These same restrictions, meaning the restriction that food is meant to be eaten in its normal way and it can't be wasted or used in an abnormal way, applies not just to shmita produce, but also to truma and to maser sheni. Truma would refer to either truma gadola, the first tithe from produce given to the Kohen, or Trumas Meiser, the 10% that the Levi gives from his Meiser Rishon, or even for that matter, Chala, the separation of dough that's given to the Kohen. All these things have to be eaten and eaten in a normal way. You can't waste them or burn them, etc. Certainly you can't burn Truma when it's Tahor, I should say. Uva Meiser Sheni, and also for Meiser Sheni. Meiser Sheni being the second tithe, which is supposed to be taken in years 3 and 6 and then brought to Yerushalayim and consumed over there. So when it's consumed, it has to be done, amongst other things, it must be consumed in a normal way, not wasted, etc. Which would mean, just for example, in Shemitah produce, and the same for Truma and Maaser Sheni, if you have food that is normally, not just normally eaten raw, you can't cook it, but let's say you can't waste it, so you can't opt to not eat it, the skin of an apple. You can't just like peel the apple and like waste the apple skin by peeling it. And certainly not a tomato because it's not normally done like that. But you could, for argument's sake, peel vegetables that are normally peeled and not eat the rind. Just, okay, the truth is the halachas of what to do with those rinds is complicated and beyond the scope of this. But the point is, one can't purposefully waste perish shvias or truma or maaser sheni. And kal mehem shvias, the most lenient of the three, is actually Shemitah produce, because Shemitah produce shed nitna lahadlakas haner. You are permitted to burn a candle with Shemitah oil. That is to say, one has to specifically eat and not burn truma oil. Can't burn the truma oil. And same goes with my sersheni oil. But when it comes to shvias oil, although I said in the previous Mishnah that one could not use it for like firewood or kindling, because there it's a two-step process. First it burns, and then the heat is released, and then that heat is used to provide you benefit from cooking, etc. When it comes to the burning of oil, so the conversion and elimination of the oil to fire is concurrent with your benefit, because it, as it burns, it provides light. So the getting benefit of the light is happening at the exact same time as the oil is being consumed. So therefore, that's a legitimate use of perishvias, but would not be legitimate for truma and or meiser sheni.